Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You ever have that experience, Lee, of putting a jacket on for the first time, maybe for the season, or a pair of pants, and you stick your hand in the pocket? And you find like $25 cash?
No.
Oh.
No, I found a bill I haven't paid.
And you're like, oh, no. Yeah, well, I had a thing like that happen to me. This morning, in fact, I was looking. I was looking for a flashlight, like one of those small handheld ones.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I went into my camping gear. And you know what I found? I almost didn't tell the story because I don't want anybody to be too envious. I found a full unused spray hand sanitizer.
Well, there you go. Good, like, as gold.
Gold. Probably could sell for $25 right now. And the irony being, I ran out of hand sanitizer on the way home.
Wow.
So I have my brand new Everyone brand hand sanitizer with me this morning.
Gee, check the other pocket. Could be some TP in there.
I know. Then I'd be living large, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, really. So you got to laugh at Costco. You can't take the toilet paper back. I mean, like, even if you haven't opened it, which is a bummer. So,
at this point, why would anybody do that?
Oh, the hoarders.
Why would you? Well, that's, yeah.
Jerks?
Yeah. I don't think in those terms, so that's why I didn't realize that. Yeah, I see it. You got hoarders who now realizing that the quantities of toilet paper are being replenished, and so now that their value is diminishing, they're wanting to send them back and get the refunds. And yeah, I don't blame them. It's good for them.
Yeah, because otherwise, if you think about it, if you've got like that pallet toilet paper in your garage, that's like a loan from Costco to you.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm just going to keep this in case I need it. Never mind the other desperate people running around town who couldn't find it during that period. Then when you don't need it, you just take it back.
Yeah.
So not fair. Yeah. I'm glad Costco is slapping that down.
I wish these people, these retailers and wholesalers had, when the runs first start, well, that's a poor choice of words.
That is extremely poor.
Yes,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Try again.
That was not intended.
Try again.
When the panic ensued and people were buying mass quantities of toilet paper, that would be the time to start saying, you know, wait a minute, this could be an issue, so we're going to limit everybody to one. You know, that was the issue I had with a certain big box store on items that they did not identify that they had limits on until you got to the cash register. Then they started yanking it off the conveyor belt there.
By the way, speaking of, maybe there's a little more to this toilet paper thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new Chinese study out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know. Well, take it with a grain of salt. But there's a new Chinese
study. That's a racist thing, too, to say a Chinese study now, Tara. Come on now.
Well, I mean, I got this in the Washington Post. It says Chinese study.
Oh, well, then it can't be if it's
left-wing
media.
But it's a study by the Chinese, and you can't deny that. They did do the study. So if they do something good, they want credit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a study by the Chinese of the people that were hospitalized in China. Half of them that had coronavirus, they claim, had stomach upset symptoms, like the kind you would need toilet paper for.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm not going to go into detail. But you can picture. So I'm looking at that. I'm going, I think that ripped through my family. Do you remember me when I was full hazmat a few weeks back?
Yeah.
Well, it's like about a month ago now.
Yeah.
So, like, it was one of those deals where it's so bad, you just keep the dishwasher running on the sterilized setting, and you keep, I literally had galoshes in there and heavy duty plastic gloves, and I was just running it, keeping it running until somebody else, you know, and I had to clean it up. So, the symptoms, if you have had that, and then it'll go like silent, like it's like a stomach flu, you know, and then it'll go like silent, And then you'll get the like more cold, like
yeah, the respiratory
corona
issues. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just I thought some of you should know that because they found that in China, they say.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So text right. Hey, Tara, how can the governor limit assembly of citizens without declaring martial law? He can. There is. It's on the books.
Is there? Okay.
But now they've had court cases on this and you have to. You have a First Amendment right to congregate. But it has to be narrowly tailored, temporary, and it's, you know, you can't just carte blanche, you know, you've got to put, and he has kind of done that here, saying, well, there's a lot of exceptions if you're doing business, if you're family members, right. Basically just don't have a party out in public.
Yeah.
So, I got one of my daughter's best friend's birthday. I think that pretty much nixes it. I think they're done.
Oh, my youngest daughter's roommate at college, they're supposed to get married in June, July or something or other, and they were having one of those bridesmaids trips down to the beach in April.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Henry would not approve.
No.
Yeah, we went ahead and canceled. We were going to take the kids back to Disney for spring break because we got we got an insanely good deal like while we were there. Like too good to pass it, but then we just went ahead and canceled it because we're afraid.
Okay, well, so maybe you might get a virus check. You know, instead of a rain check, you get a virus check.
We just got the money back, thank God.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
So, we'll do it again in the future, sometime. Text to Rage on Facebook: people are already selling toilet paper and cleaning supplies cheaper than what they paid for it. They are trying to recoup their money from panic buying.
Now they know what we feel like for those of us who have stock in Wall Street.
Yeah,
lost
I know.
Money on the deal.
I know. Seriously. That's, you know, I keep waiting for the text or call from somebody. I mean, some poor guy or gal was going to retire next year, man. Had it all planned out. Going to buy the RV or hang out with the grandkids or whatever. I mean, what are you doing now? What is your 401k look like? Are you devastated? Because I'd be devastated.
I think they're applying for the cashier positions.
I know.
At the grocery stores.
At the grocery stores. Defender of the shelves. You know what I mean?
I'm a new Avenger character.
Yeah, you'd have like three
shelf man.
Three dragons and a sword.
Yeah.
Texter writes, wedding in May, not sure what will happen. Oh, geez. Another texter writes on Fox Carolina this morning, they added runny nose as a symptom. First time I've seen
this.
That's
part of the respiratory issue, yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, this is something. Again, remind people to support their local drive-thrus and takeout so our restaurants don't go dark. Yes, that is really important.
We've been doing that for days.
We have.
For days. And yeah, that is that. And, you know, I did that this weekend. I went to a couple of local restaurants in the area where I live and you know, just went to the drive-thru and it works fine. I mean, it's helping. It's not going to be a cure, but as long as this is going on, that's one way of dealing with it.
Texture writes with some criticism for me. Look, I just read the news to y'all. We now have a second state official, the governor of Minnesota, coming out and saying, look, upwards of 80% of Minnesotans will get this virus. It's going to be a minimum of 40 and a tops of 80. They will get it. And he's telling them, don't panic. And that is the second state official to come out and say that. The top health person in New Jersey said it the other day. She said 100%.
Well, I guess a governor can say that. The press will allow them to do that. But, of course, if it's Donald Trump, then he's lying and he's just trying to kill everybody.
Right. Well, when I posted that, that was the reaction people had. Lies, that was bad. But I actually believe them. I mean, at some point, we're gonna have to come out of our houses and we're gonna get it. It's, you know, I think people are being misled with this idea that like you can hide in your house for a few weeks and it'll just die and go away. I mean, that's not gonna happen. I mean, we're gonna have to come back out, or the economy will collapse and people will get it. The point of the Minnesota governor saying this is don't panic.
Yes.
Most of you will get a very mild case of this. Well, this texter writes, my point is, based on countries on the downside of the curve, nowhere near 80% of the population will get this thing. Well, see, no, because you wouldn't maybe know it. I mean, 50% of people will either have no symptoms like Rand Paul right now,
right,
or they'll have such mild symptoms it's not even worth a trip to the doctor. And that is the flip side of this thing. 86% should be able to cope with this without seeking medical attention. It's the other 14% of that are the problem. So the odds are with you.
Well, this is also, and we're going to get to this issue, I think, very shortly, if we're not already there, where this is something that is going to have to be regionally contained. And as you were intimating in that Atlantic article that you mentioned earlier, this is having different effects in different areas. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is really a problem for the metropolitan areas.
Yeah, it is.
For us country folk. Live out in the, I mean, we're always social distancing.
Right, in the bunker.
You know, it's not just 6 feet, it's 60 acres, you know.
Yeah.
So this is not as much of an issue for those of us in the rural areas that may not have a lot of contact with a lot of folks who have been doing some international travel or national travel or interstate travel. This is not as much of an issue. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't wash your hands, do all the protocols.
Right.
We darn sure ought to isolate folks in the hospitals, you know, in the prison systems. I think the school closure may be a little bit draconian, but okay. You know, the nursing homes and things like that, those should certainly be locked down. And those vulnerable aspects of society should be, you know, quarantined to some degree there. But at a certain level, it's like the president keeps trying to say, the economy's got to come back. I mean, you know, if you really want to hurt the American people, you crash the economy even further.
Yeah, and he made that announcement. I can't wait to see the fallout today, like I said, because I know their little minds, they're in their newsrooms trying to figure out how to bash the heck out of the president for this. Here we go. It's on TV right now. Trump considers lifting coronavirus restrictions. Let's jump
like
and
Italy
chip it.
Right now is you have so many patients in ICU.
Okay,
yeah, that's not it. They're
right,
rolling tape
right,
there.
Yeah.
But Dow futures are up over 900 points, up 5% now already.
Yeah.
That's a good indicator.
Yeah, and the media is going to go wild on this. They're going to do their best to try to keep this locked down. And then it will turn the pressure on the 15 governors who have their states in shutdown right now.
Well, and those governors, but I think that they should do what they think is best for them. You know, New York Governor Cuomo needs to make New York safe again, okay?
Yeah.
And the
but
governor—
you and I know Trump will be blamed for
absolutely.
Whatever happens in New York,
no.
And Cuomo will be
listen,
a hero.
I am sick to death of hearing from de Blasio and Cuomo both trying to blame President Trump for what they have constitutional sovereignty and responsibility for.
Right.
The mayor of New York has got to do what's best for the city of New York. The governor of New York should do what's best for the city of New York. And that's different than what it is for the city of Greenville or the state of South Carolina, because we're dealing with different population sizes. We're dealing with different demographics. We're dealing with different amounts of infection. We're dealing with different rates of death and all this stuff. Every bit of it is different. And this one blanket thing is what Trump hopefully is thinking about doing away with, so that we have some lifting of federal restrictions. But if your governor, if your mayor, if your county council thinks that this is still necessary for your area, go ahead, follow them, follow the local authorities. They know best. That's my point.
And which I am right on board with what you're saying. I'm just thinking they're going to try to blame this on Trump.
Absolutely.
Trump's going to recommend lifting these recommendations probably beginning of next week. And the next person that dies, they will go wild. I'm telling you, the media will be on their front doorstep blaming Trump and
absolutely.
Sticking a microphone.
Yeah.
And, you know, how much do you hate the president?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't hate the. Yes, you do. You do hate the president. How much?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a brawl over this. They were planning on the, I mean, Cuomo said it the other day, they were planning on keeping this economy shut down to the till the election. Isn't it funny Cuomo's timeline timed exactly with the election for the shutdown of the economy? What if that was a coincidence?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's jump on the line with Malcolm in Duncan. Hey, Malcolm. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes, I was listening to you earlier this morning. I'm a senior citizen. I went up and got to go shopping at Walmart at 6 o'clock. But I was listening to you on the radio talking about what percent would get this coronavirus. This is my opinion. I think it was man-made. It's political. You got to look at the country that was where it originated and started. You got to look at this college professor from Harvard that went over there, working with them in that lab over there. And I think it was deliberately done to make the, I'm not calling the political party that may have a hand in it, to make the president look bad. And therefore, the United States cannot keep living like we're living now. And therefore, I'm a veteran. I served in Vietnam.
Some
of these people we got in office in a certain party, they're domestic enemies of the United States of America.
Okay, let's walk this back for a moment. In terms of, you know, did this come out of, is this a bioweapon? I don't know. I mean, I've seen articles. Maybe it is. I've seen articles. Maybe it isn't. Here's the thing, Malcolm. If you were the communist Chinese, you wanted to tank the world economy, you wouldn't need a bioweapon. We have new strains coming out of China almost every year. Or, older strains coming back. Most years, the flu comes out of China. Not all, but most. And that's because of their contact with, the wet animal markets. I mean, just it's a recipe for disaster. By the way, that's something we should sanction them for so that they will begin to finally clean that mess up. I know it's an ancient tradition, but it is terribly deadly for the whole world. So, I mean, if you've gotten flu, somebody you know has died of flu, you can thank China most of the time. And that's because they have unregulated markets. They do not. And they have all those wild animals in one place. And this has been, by the way, the bubonic plague came out of China, killed 30 of Europe. This is ancient. But here's something I want you to consider. Okay. And when you say bioweapon, and it's easy to think it might've been, but I don't think you would have needed one. This is from an article and it's up on my Facebook page, by a Stanford medical professor and MD. He's a doctor. He's a professor of medicine, so he teaches doctors, and of epidemiology, John Ioannidis. And he points this out, that the colds, coronaviruses, kill people every year. The population-wide fatality rate of coronavirus can vary, he says. This is in an article in Stat Magazine. Again, you can read it on my Facebook page. That it varies by 0.025, which is not very deadly, to all the way up as high as 8% when colds infect elderly people in nursing homes. Colds, not the flu, colds. So if you wanted to conduct asymmetrical warfare, financial warfare as the Chinese, you don't need to buy a weapon, anything. You don't. You'd merely need to goose the death rate stats. How would you do that? You need to scare the world. You need a credible figure you could put on the world stage. Nobody can verify because nobody's been allowed into China. So you need a credible figure you could put on the world stage to scare the heck out of people. Well, they had one. The head of the WHO, World Health Organization. His Chinese contacts go way back. Partnerships. He's worked with the Chinese. He's very much in their pocket. So this loon comes out and says 3.4% death rate. Nobody knew. Based largely on Chinese figures. And bam, the world shuts down. Absolute panic ensues. Turns out he was wrong. It's what it appears. Anyway, we'll see, but that's what it appears. I mean, in the countries where this is winding down, it's nowhere close. Not even Italy. So when you look at this and you look at the guy, And you ask the question, well, who is this guy who came out with a 3.4% death rate, which is kind of terrifying? I mean, it's 34 times higher than the flu. Who is that guy? Well, in addition to his endless contacts with the Chinese, many of them for profit, he worked for the Clinton Foundation. God, what a coincidence. He's a Clinton guy? Yeah, he's a Clinton guy. Funny how everything goes back to Hillary. Everything that hurts Trump goes back to Hillary, whether it's a dossier paid for by her, or whether it's the stats coming out of the WHO. So, I mean, as a Chinese, you wouldn't need a bioweapon anything. You just need one guy loyal to you on the world stage, willing to say, hey, everybody's going to die from this, and then you need a compliant media. Well, that's not hard. Willing to do anything to destroy Trump that it takes. And I would not be surprised if that is the story of this at the end. If we find out that this has a similar death rate to the flu, that it should have never sparked this kind of panic. When we look back to where did it begin? How did the media get so confused? Because they uncritically bought the word of a Chinese loyalist who had worked for the Clinton Foundation for years, who happened to be the head of the WHO. I don't think you need to know any more than that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I can't imagine what it's like to be Rand Paul and go through the world.
Yeah. Well,
let's look at Rand Paul's life since 2017. He's a senator, right? Rand Paul, you've probably seen him on television.
From Kentucky.
Okay, first, a lunatic leftist attempts to execute him at a baseball game. He was there at the baseball game where everybody went running for cover. He planned to kill as many Republican members of Congress as he could. Rand Paul, thankfully, okay. Steve Scalise took the brunt of that. Thank God survived. Right. So
he's
first,
a Bernie supporter, by the way.
Bernie supporter, yeah. Not a widely known fact. But anyway, leftist loon Bernie supporter attempted to execute Rand Paul at the baseball game, along with his colleagues. Then in the same year, calendar year, another one beat him so badly he had to have part of his lung removed. He was eventually ordered a judgment against the leftist loon for $580,000, which I think is really small considering the hospitalization, suffering, all that involved. But anyway, so twice in 1 year, leftist loons have literally beaten an attempt to execute the guy. And this is where we are in America.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Christine Pelosi, is now trying to find someone to finish the job. And again, as I tell you all this, can you imagine if one of the Trump children suggested that, you know, we kill or beat or maim somebody who disagreed with President Trump, somebody who was a Democrat?
Or even use the wrong pronoun.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's akin to violence on the left. If they suggested that somebody deserved to be beaten or killed just for opposing Trump, they would go wild. Trump would have to disavow. All the Republicans would have to disavow. Probably wouldn't be enough. They'd say Trump was creating a toxic environment of violence and that, you know, to be ashamed of himself, Republicans would have to disavow him. He'd have to apologize and they'd demand he resign. But it's just Christine Pelosi, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Not a story here.
Not
okay.
No problem. Here's to see here. Move along.
Here's what happened. Rand Paul's tested positive for coronavirus. Okay. First, the media beat the tar out of him. Because generally the protocol is they don't test you till you're showing symptoms. He got the test and they thought, oh, that's unfair, right? She's not right. Well, he explained, okay, listen to this. The reason I had the test was because I'm in a risk group because I had to have part of my lung removed from the leftist execution attempt. They don't care about that. No mercy. So that's why he had it. The other reason he had it is because his wife has MS And so he's got an at-risk person in the house. So he had the test. Okay. So he has the test, and then he continues working while he's waiting for the results, like 6 days. Then he gets the results, and he goes into isolation, right? Because they find out he's positive. He's asymptomatic, as many of us will be. We won't even know we have it. Anyway, he goes into that. So that's why Christine Pelosi believes she's mad at him, that he worked for those 6 days till he got the results. And she tweets, Rand Paul's neighbor was right. The guy was criminally convicted for beating Rand Paul. Rand Paul's neighbor was right. So this is what we do in politics now. We beat people we disagree with. Okay, so Rand Paul, who is a doctor, by the way, explained why he continued working. And it makes perfect sense. He was asymptomatic. He had no symptoms. He thought he didn't have it. But the protocol for the test, and we know this because we've interviewed the doctor who's running, Dr. Call Lee, who's running the whole testing for all of Greenville, right?
Right.
If you're asymptomatic, they don't test you.
Right.
They do not test you until you have symptoms. There's a good reason for that, because if they test you when you're asymptomatic, a lot of times it comes back negative, even if you have it. And so they don't want a false negative. And then you're running around out there hugging everybody in the street, you know, making the governor mad, hanging out in groups of three.
Exactly.
Governor wants to slap you, you know, and you're like, hey, I'm asymptomatic. I don't have it. So that's why they do not wait. So the reason Rand Paul continued working is because he was asymptomatic and other Americans would not have been tested if they were asymptomatic and thus would have been what? Working or continuing with their lives, right? So as soon as he found out he was positive, he did the right thing. But he's saying, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Any other American wouldn't have gotten the test because, you know, up until this point.
Unless they played in the NBA or
state
governor or something.
Exactly. So anyway, but Nancy Pelosi's daughter wants him dead. No one cares. So, you know, that's where we are in this country.
Yeah. That's where we've been for quite some time now.
Violence is okay if I disagree with somebody.
Violence from the left is fine. We can go ahead and, you know, tear things up, burn things, beat people, hit people with concrete milkshakes.
Sure, why not?
Brain because
bleeds.
They're there to watch an open public display, you know. But, you know, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, it's open season. You know, that's fine. That's where we are. But don't you dare use the wrong pronoun about some Democrat.
Texter writes, so, Kayla, this text, right? I want to preface this with, this is exactly the kind of thing, if a Trump kid had tweeted when I'm about to read you from the text line, all hell would break loose.
Oh, yeah.
This texter writes, hopefully Rand Paul had a chance to give Chuck Schumer a big hug before he went home sick. No, you're laughing, right? You have a sense of humor.
And I shouldn't. I'm sorry.
No. You have a sense. This is obviously meant in jest, right? The left cannot take a joke. If one of the Trump kids had tweeted that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Katie barred the door.
Yeah.
It would have never ended. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Oh, I've seen this on Twitter. Have you heard the phrase going around among millennials calling the coronavirus the boomer remover? I would remind.
I'm a boomer, and I think that's funny.
Well, no, they mean it pretty homicidally.
I know they do.
They
still think it's funny.
The idea is you vote too rightward, and so you need to be killed or just be removed. So anyway.
I ain't going nowhere.
I know, and that makes them very angry.
That's it.
Makes them very angry. Texter writes, what's scary is the people that continue to support their left after they say and do these things, Hitler would have had no power without support.
Don't you compare him to Nazis now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Nazis were democratic socialists. Yes. That's what they were. I mean, they were socialists. There was, you know, National Socialist Party.
Truth over facts, Sarah.
Germany.
Truth over facts.
You know what's really interesting, though, about that? Is that, you know where the name Nazi came from? It actually came from the American media.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in Germany, they didn't call themselves Nazis?
Right.
That's actually, if you see a movie where they're talking, where the German, you know, Nazis are saying Nazi, they didn't use that word. They called themselves the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. But, no, the National German Socialist Workers' Party, that's how they were known in their own country. So it was really clear they were socialists. But the media had to clean that up over here because they didn't want anybody to know they were socialists. And so they changed the word to the acronym Nazi to cover that up. You know, so my daughter recently read a book about Nazis. It was a book for kids. And my son last night watched a documentary about Nazis. And every time they watch it, I remind them, these are socialists. These Nazis were socialists. They are self-avowed socialists. The same exact ideology the Democrat Party now openly espouses. And you cannot deny that. That is absolutely factual. But They like to pretend. That's why the media made up the Nazi acronym, so that no one would know. Texter writes, Tara, you never got to finish my point. Tara, have you heard the phrase boomer remover? I would remind these millennials that sadly, much greater than their peers, they have been removed by abortion. All going around among millennials. Yeah. Okay. Texter writes, the vitriol and idiocy of Nancy Pelosi's daughter surely qualifies her to take her mother's seat in Congress when she finally leaves office. Terrifying. I know, there'll be another one, right?
Yeah, it's a resume enhancer for liberals.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay. Texter writes, didn't a congressperson from Colorado say if she got it, she would spread it at Trump rallies? Some politician did. I don't know if it was anyone from, I'd have to look that up. I don't remember.
We don't want to spread fake news.
No, we don't. Anyways, let's jump on the line real quick with Steve in Greenville. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know. I know you guys are talking about, you know, that the virus is just strictly in metropolitan areas because we're 60 acres apart, which is really a good time to be out in the woods and enjoying yourself, maybe up in the mountains. But I just happened to look over a website of a resort and golf facility up in the Carolina Mountains. And they had a real, real rude and mean update of the coronavirus update on their website, basically saying, people, do not come to the mountains. Do not infect the mountain people. We are a small area. We have very little health care. And basically, stay where you are and don't come here to join us.
And well, I mean, if you go, just don't get close. You know, you could go there and not get close, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep, that's exactly it, I guess. But it was, it's pretty shocking that, they're saying just do not come in that area whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it was a golf course that did this?
It was a golf course resort. They also have a ski hill mountain up there.
Sounds like they were a little teed off.
Yeah. So to speak.
Yeah. So to speak. All right. Thank you, Steve, for your phone call. Appreciate it. Mountain people don't want no coronavirus.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jump on the line with Gerald. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, young lady. Hey, Miss Terrell, now that we've got to keep this safe distance, maybe people will quit tailgating.
Ha! In South Carolina? Fat chance.
No. God bless you, girl. Have a good day.
Thank you, Gerald. Always enjoy your phone calls. That's a little late for him. Well, he's up in the 6 o'clock hour. He's got his wife's coffee made for her before she gets up. That's my kind of man. Gerald. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Texter writes, Tara, spring breaker millennials get the woo flu, come home, infect, and inherit. It's a vast left-wing snowflake conspiracy. Oh, some of y'all see conspiracy everywhere. And as somebody reminded me on the text line, Russ Castle used to say when he inhabited this chair, there are no conspiracies. I didn't know he said that, but it's largely true. Texter Ridge, I argue with my 15-year-old son all the time that the Nazis were extreme leftists, not the extreme white right wing. It is maddening. There's absolutely nothing right wing about socialism. And that was the Nazi doctrine. It was socialism. In fact, like the Socialist Party in Venezuela, which was ushered, do you know what issue they used to usher themselves into office? Hugo Chavez's party? Free healthcare. By the time they were done, there was no economy, no oil money, no free healthcare, and mass chaos. Starvation. And that's the same thing that the Nazis did. They were socialists. And the Nazis came to power on the promise of free healthcare. But a lot of people don't know that they did not call themselves Nazis. They didn't think of themselves as Nazis. That's not who they were. They went by the acronym, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. The term Nazi was invented by the U.S. media to cover up the socialist part because they had big plans for socialism at the time. They wanted to reinvent it here. By the way, the texter writes about your 15-year-old son. You keep trying to tell your 15-year-old son it's not a right-wing ideology. And usually the way the left gets there to say it's a right-wing ideology, well, they were nationalists. Yeah, they were nationalists. Nationalist, left-wing, socialist. Being nationalist is not, throughout history, nationalism just means you love your country, you want to put your country first. That's actually been the point of view of virtually every regime, right or left, back through history until most recently when the theory has been that you should hate your country if it's America. So the idea that being nationalist and wanting to pull for your country instead of another one is somehow right wing, that is bizarre. That is a twisting of history. I mean, look at China. Can't get more left wing. They're communist. Would you say they're nationalist? Oh, heck yeah. Well, does that make China right wing? No. No, it's not. I mean, would anybody argue China is a right-wing regime? Of course not. It's a country run by the Marxist Communist Party. But they're very nationalist. I mean, look at them. They put China above everybody else, and they should. It's one of the few things I don't fault them for. It's what we should do. Texter writes, when Hitler invaded Russia, he said it was to show them real socialism. Texter writes, Tara, I had to... Okay. Texter writes, don't shut down the economy. Let the low-risk people get back to work. Have banks and landlords forgive rents for a couple of months. Have credit card companies forgive payments for a couple of months. Pelosi needs to be impeached. She is a joke. They need to make a decision now. Yeah, and that's what Trump is preparing the country for. Here's how that's going to go. He's going to say we have to save our economy, and the media will begin to accuse him of murder. They're going to go wild. And they're not going to tell everybody that on the timeline where you, me, everybody, we're eventually going to get corona. We're all going to get it. If you live in Minnesota, the word is 80% of us. If you live in New Jersey, their health officials say 100%. Most of us will be fine. Texter writes, back to this texter, by the way. Texter writes, when I argue with my 15-year-old son all the time that the Nazis were extreme leftists, not extreme right wing, you know what you should park him in front of? Dinesh D'Souza has done some of the best historical research on the origins of the Nazi Party and how they were so admired by Democrats in the beginning of the last century, including Democrat presidents and the Democrat-run media, and how literally the Democrat Party began to model itself after the Nazi Party, after their socialism. And that this was done even before anybody had any idea of the atrocities that were going on in Germany or not. They admired the socialism. They liked the iron grip that Hitler had on the society. And they wanted to duplicate it here. They absolutely did. So as a suggestion to you, park your son in front of, while you still can, because he's 15, in front of a Dinesh D'Souza documentary. They're fabulous.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.